I thought it's going to be an early start of Christmas for us, and this year I am looking of at least for this the few Sundays, and you know, we will look at this particular theme called "Expect the Unexpected." Can I have my slides? Okay, right. So the season of Advent, I thought it would be good for us, the coming Sundays, you know, I believe people are not expecting, right? Because if you realize, Scripture tells us almost like 400 years, right? Four centuries, people are not hearing God's voice, or the Lord was not really speaking to them. He was not revealing himself to them, or his word was not being revealed to them. But then suddenly, you know, you realize, I think God started speaking. As we were just praying, you realize the angel of the Lord was just speaking. You know, they did not expect. And so even in our lives too, I believe the season of Christmas, you know, the Lord wants to always have some kind of relationship with us. He wants to speak to us, right? He wants to reveal his plan to us. And so are we expecting, right? Are we anticipating? Are we just looking forward by saying, Lord, I want you to speak to me. Right, I want you to speak to me so that I can hear and be found obedient in the sight of God. And today, you know, I'm going to speak on a particular character in the Bible, right? And you would have read by today, you have heard the passage read to us, and to see what God is wanting to inform us, or even wanting us to be found obedient. Let's pray and ask God to be with us. Father, we thank you for this day that you have given to us. We pray, God, that you will help us, Lord, to know you, and help us, Lord, to expect the unexpected things, because you're a God who does wonders, Father, in our lives. Wonders. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Christmas is a wonderful season, right? It's a time that we expect gifts, right? I do not know whether you still follow the tradition. We want to buy gifts, we want a gift, right? We want to show appreciation, we want to show our love, and we say, you know, God bless you, wonderful Christmas, you know, and, you know, as we, even adults also like to have some kind of gifts, because it's a season where we want to share things. Can you imagine if, I was just wondering, when I was working on this particular text, if God would come down and ask me, what do you want for Christmas? What would I ask? If God would ask you, you know, tell me, you know, something or one or two things that, you know, you want for Christmas, what would you ask? I'm not talking about Santa Claus here, right? It's about if God is asking you, what do you want for Christmas? Probably, you know, I think our list will be too long. And we will say, Lord, give me a couple of days because I need to compile my list because there are so many things that I want in my life, right, that will make me much more fulfilled, right, much more whole, and this is what I want in my life. But when I was looking at, you know, when I was reading the scriptures, I was just reminded of one, this particular man, right, Solomon. Solomon was a great person, right? When God asked him, you know, Solomon, you know, he was a man of wisdom, right, a great man. Look at the Proverbs you read. You know, when God asked him, what do you want? You know what Solomon asked? In 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 8, he says, Lord, give your servant a discerning heart. I want to listen. Lord, give your servant an understanding heart. Give your servant a receptive heart. In the Hebrew word, shama means, Lord, I want to have a listening heart. Solomon could have said, Lord, give me riches, right? Make me someone great that people will recognize me. Make me powerful. Give me all the gifts that I want in my life. He could have easily given God a long list. But you know, Solomon said, Lord, I want to have a listening heart. I want to just listen to you and to know what you are trying to tell me. Probably that would be the last thing, you know, many of us would even ask God for a listening heart. But Solomon was saying, Lord, I just want to listen to you. I just want to listen to you. You know, very interestingly, because of his character, not only God, you know, gave him a listening heart, but God gave him the prosperity that he needed, the blessings that was beyond his imagination. He became the wisest man, my friend, even though he did not ask for all those things, because he asked the thing which is important, which is essential for his life. Lord, I want to have a listening heart. God gave him the rest. Right? What a powerful God, you know, and he wants to work in the life of people. Today's character, which I wanted to see, is the character of Joseph. You know, when I was working on this particular sermon, I was asking myself, why Joseph? Right? When you look at the, narrative of the birth of Jesus Christ, you read about Joseph. You don't know much about his character. It says he's a righteous man. He comes from David's descendants. That's it, right? A righteous man. You do not know how tall he is, you know? What are the good things he have done? You don't know anything about him, right? And we don't know, and Scripture doesn't speak anything about him. But why? Right? There would be so many wonderful or good people. Why Joseph? Right? Why Joseph had to be chosen? Right? We don't see much about him. Nothing is about his character. Nothing has been said much about him. But God chose Joseph. You know why? Because Joseph had a listening heart, my friend. Can you imagine, you know, God wants to send his begotten son into this world and he finds a man who's always questioning God. I don't think so God will use that particular person. Right? God could have said, you know, if I want to send my son into this world, I want someone, right, to be a listening heart person. Then, when my son, I know, in confidence, I can trust, because this guy will listen. He will listen to what I'll say. He will bring my son wherever I want him to bring. You know, and so that's what is happening, my friend. You know, Joseph was chosen because Joseph had a very important character. Nothing special about him. You don't see much about him, or you don't read much about him. But he, if you look at his character very carefully, he was just listening to God. And that's the kind of character that God appreciates, my friend. So today the question is, you know, am I listening to God, right? And are we listening? I believe God is always speaking to us, right? Not only on Sunday service, right? God is also speaking to us. When I'm reading the scriptures, he's speaking to us, right? When you're in a conversation with a friend, you know, let me tell you, God speaks to us. You know, when you are even traveling on the subway, you know, the Lord speaks to us. And there are times God speaks to us in a way that we have never expected, my friend. God is always speaking, you know, but whether we are listening, whether we are saying, Lord, I recognize you. I know you are trying to tell me, because I'm going through this. And, you know, even in my conversation with my friend, Lord, I've never shared this problem, but the way he or she is sharing with me, you are talking to me. You are just making yourself known to me. And so, Joseph, you know, God is always talking to us. And when even the Christmas time, each and every moment, God is speaking to us. But whether we are listening. So, when you have a conversation with your friend, you know, don't take it lightly, because God also uses them. Even through your suffering, when you're going through a suffering moment, you know, let me tell you, God even speaks through our pain, right? He encourages us. He speaks to us. He reveals why he has allowed certain things in our life. But whether we are listening, we begin to look at the pain, but we do not want to hear what God is trying to see or speak to us through the pain. Good things about, you know, about Joseph, you know, I realize he had obedience before understanding. In other words, he was listening to God even though he didn't understand. Can you imagine, as I said, you know, it was almost like 400 years and God have not revealed himself or spoken, and suddenly, you know, the Lord comes and the angel of the Lord comes and he speaks, will you listen? You could have said, you know, God has not spoken, but no, why should I? But the Word of God tells us, we look at the passage very carefully, you know, we realize he did not understand. His human mind is not able to comprehend what God is trying to do, but he just listened. Look at the passage, Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 to 25. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about, right? His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Can you imagine? If when the angel of the Lord, you know, comes to Mary, to Joseph, and says, you know, and he says, because Joseph was a faithful man to the law, and yet he did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he has considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what she's conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. Can you imagine? I do not know how Joseph would have felt. Lord, I don't understand, right? What, conceived by the Holy Spirit? What does it mean? You mean a virgin? Conceived? I don't get it. Joseph could have said, Lord, I can't rationalize what you're trying to tell me. I can't conceive it, Lord. It's beyond my imagination. He could have easily said, Lord, what are you trying to tell me? I don't understand. I don't understand your terms, O God. Mary will be conceived. And the child is going to be born, right? He is going to save the people. Am I imagining things? Right? Am I having a wrong vision? You know, Joseph did not understand. If you realize, he did not question the angel at all. He didn't understand. It was beyond his imagination or understanding or beyond his rational thinking, my friend, but he just obeyed. He just obeyed what the angel of the Lord said, right? And I think many a times, what is our problem today? You know, we want to understand. We want to know, right? We want to know the specifics, right? If this is God who's telling me, Lord, I want to know, right? We want to be, we live in a time and period in history where we want to know. If I don't know, I don't believe. Right? If I don't know, I don't trust. You know, Joseph had faith. He didn't, can you imagine, God was not speaking and suddenly God is speaking. He could have said, you know, I don't know, 400 years God is not speaking, he's speaking. Come on. You know, Joseph is, and I think that is what God wants us in our life. Right, he wants us to listen, even though he doesn't. You don't understand. Right, it's beyond your rational thinking. It's something that, you know, you do not really know. But you know, God is just speaking to us. He's just speaking to us. He could have said, you know, Lord, what about my reputation? You know, I'm a righteous man. What about my family? They're good people. I don't want to marry this lady, right? There are so many ladies there for me to get married, to disgrace my family. How would the society see me? Where am I going to find home for us, right? How? What about her? What about me, Lord? No, I've been so sincere to you. What are you trying to tell me? Looks like, you know, I don't understand, Lord. Maybe I'm not the guy. But God speaks, my friend, and he listens. And that's what God wants us. And that's the kind of the spirit that God wants to see in us. If Joseph would have not listened, probably, you know, the Christmas narrative will be totally different, my friend. Joseph listened to the voice of the angel, right? And how did he listen, right? Yes, many a times in our Christian life we listen, right? That's wonderful. We know what God is trying to tell us. But what do we do with that, right? When we know, yes, I know this is what God wants me to do in my campus, in my career, and, you know, in terms of my life partner. But what do I do with this, right? But when I look at the particular passage, I realize, you know, what's happening? There's radical obedience to a person who has a listening heart, my friend. He immediately obeys it. Look at the passage very carefully. Lord, I'm looking at another one. Matthew chapter 2, verse 13 to 14, right? Now when the angel, when they have departed, in other words, this is another passage I'm looking at, when the wise men have left, right? The wise men have left in chapter 12, in verse 12. In 13 it says, "Now when they have departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, 'Rise, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for that child to destroy him.'" You know what he did? He rose, Joseph rose, and took the child and his mother by night, my friend. He could have said, "Lord, you know, Lord, I'm, you know, you are talking to me at 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock is the time, you know, you're in a deep sleep kind of a thing." He could have said, "Lord, you know, it's nighttime, right? Come on, Lord, the child is sleeping, right? He needs rest. He only gets up 7 o'clock in the morning or 8 o'clock in the morning. Until then, I'm not going to disturb my child." Or the wife, no, she's also tired. She did a lot of work. You know what happened? He immediately responded. That is radical obedience, my friend. He did not postpone. Immediately at night, I do not know what time was, immediately he took the child and the mother by night and departed to Egypt, my friend. Can you imagine? It is not like you are going to Pearson Airport and taking a flight, which is wonderful, my friend. Can you imagine in those days, right, kind of transportation you are in? It is going to be a rough thing. It's a scary world that they are living. But Joseph was saying, "Lord, I've heard you and I'll obey you. I've heard you loud and clear. And this is me. I am going to have radical obedience and I'm just going to obey you, Lord, and I will obey you." I think that's so wonderful, right? Immediately he's obeying. He did not just sit down and, you know, waited for the next day and to see whether, you know, Herod was, you know, trying to do all these things. He did not go around to ask people, you know, "Is it true that, you know, that Herod has actually sent an announcement saying that all the children would be killed?" He did not. Immediately responded. In the same time, what was happening? There's another passage that we read. Can you imagine a priest, right? Zechariah, the angel of the Lord comes to Zechariah and says, you see another opposite character, right? Joseph was the one who was just listening and immediately obeyed, my friend. Whereas Zechariah is totally different. When the angel of the Lord said to him, to Zechariah, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard." Can you imagine? This man had been praying for a son, for a child. And God says, "You know, I've heard your prayer. I've heard your prayer, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. John." And Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this?" You know, you see a lot of he doesn't exercise much faith. He says, "How do I know, Lord? Because I'm an old man, and my wife is also old. She's also advanced in age." Can you imagine a prophet, or in other words, a priest, who was just dwelling on the word of God almost each and every day, who gave his life entirely to the Lord's service, right? Each and every day, he's in the temple just worshiping God, you know, just worshiping him. But then what is happening? He's not obeying, my friend. Right? He's not obeying. But whereas, you know, Joseph was an ordinary man. Can you see the difference between their obedience? This man says, "You know, I'm old." But he's been praying. He's been praying for a son. But he says, "Lord, I'm old. My wife is old." Right? But he's a prophet. He's a priest. And he knows the scriptures. But what's happening? Right? There's no obedience. And that's why he was unable to speak until John was born. I think all of us know that God speaks to us in different ways. But whether do we obey him immediately? Can you imagine if Joseph would have actually postponed his obedience? What would have happened? If he would have said, "No, Lord, I just brought my family here. You know, the child has to grow up for a while before we move, right? I think that I cannot afford to bring the child because it will be a rough journey." What would have happened? The narrative will be totally different, my friend. The Christmas narrative will be totally different, right? But he was just obeying God. You know, sometimes when we delay in our obedience to God, right, what happens, right? When we delay our obedience to God, I think it becomes disobedience. You miss that opportunity, right? When God speaks, when God reveals, and you delay, you know, what happens? You delay and you start thinking about it, you know, dwelling, and you're not listening, you're not doing it what God wants you to do, it becomes disobedience, my friend. When you start doing that, what happens? You slowly will not recognize the voice of God because you have never started listening to God's voice, or you delay in obedience. If Joseph would have delayed the obedience, it would have been totally different, right? But I just wanted to show you, right, what was happening, you know. Another passage, I think all of us know about Abraham. What did Abraham do? Abraham, you know, when you look at it, Abraham was a very rich man. He was a very, very rich man, right? It is by faith that Abraham obeyed when God called him to leave home and go to another land that God would give him as his inheritance. He went without knowing where he was going. Can you imagine? He was going where he doesn't know where. Today we want to know. Show me the plan, right? Show me how safe will it be. Lord, if I'm going to this particular job, Lord, I want you to make sure that this is, you know, show me, make things clear to me, and this is the thing. Like, we want to see the destination also. But what is happening? Abraham left, not knowing where he was. Can you imagine? You are going without knowing where you're going. You're just going. Just listening to the prompting of God and just going where you're going. That is radical obedience, my friend. I believe God wants such characters today. Right? Not delayed kind of an obedience. The psalmist said, without delay, Lord, I hurry to obey your commands. Without delay. Lord, I'm not going to delay at all. Immediately. Because I don't want to miss that opportunity. When God speaks, I want to make use of that opportunity, because if I delay, it can become a sin, like James says, right? James says very clearly, he says, you know, if you know that you are supposed to do and you are not doing, it becomes a sin. It becomes a sin, my friend. Dear friends, I believe God speaks to us when we, you know, when we, in every situation of our life. But are we still just looking and just trying to digest, right, process, right? And look at other perspectives? Or are we saying, Lord, I know it's you, and I'm just going to dive in and start listening to you? Let's carry on, right? And, you know, when I was looking at this particular passage, I was just trying to see, you know, Joseph was like a refugee, just running around everywhere. But even then, he was running around everywhere. He was not just running around, but he was always in tune with God. In other words, he was always, he knew the voice of God very well. What's happening here, right? If you look at the passage, after Herod had died, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, right? And said, get up, take your child, his mother, and go to the land of Israel. For those who are trying to take the child's life are dead. You know, get up. And so immediately he leaves. And then so he got up and took the child and his mother and went to the land of Egypt. And when he heard that, you know, Archelaus was reigning in Judea in the place of the father Herod, he was afraid to go there, having been warned in a dream. Right? And God is speaking, he withdrew and went to the district of Galilee. Can you imagine? He's going there and God says, no, go here. God says, come here. He's going there. You know, sometimes I was wondering, you know, why don't you make it simple and short, give him the plan and say, you know, this is the map, right? Like a Google map. This is the way to go, go there, that's all. But I believe many a times God doesn't do that, right? God have easily given him a map and say, this is going to happen in day one, day two, day three, day four. You know, Joseph, just do it, that's all. But God doesn't. God says, you know, the angel of the Lord says, go here, he goes there. Come here, he comes there. Run at night, he goes there. Can you imagine? And you know, he could have said, Lord, are you the one? Oh, am I listening to something else? No. He knew the voice of God, and he was always in tune to the voice of God, my friend. You know, if you're a person who have a strong, you know, if you're a person like that, I think God is always speaking to us. God doesn't really, you know, very seldom he reveals the entire plan to us, but he wants us to go step by step. Step by step. If just imagine in December 31st, God gives you the plan for 2019, what would happen? You would even don't exercise faith, because I have the plan with me, right? You might not even come to church, because what's happening? You know, God has already given me his plan, so I don't need much faith, right? I just have to follow. But God wants us to follow each and every step, because he wants us to have faith in him, to obey him, to learn from him, and to know who he is. And so what's happening? God is leading us step by step, my friend. You know, it is possible only when you start listening and you recognize and you discern, and this is the voice of God. I was encouraged, I must tell you, you know, one of the teenage person in our church told me, and when my wife, you know, and very interesting, this teenage person is also seated here, you know, I don't want to mention them because I didn't ask permission. And the person said, you know, I know very clearly whether that is God's voice or not. And I was so happy to know that. The person said, I know whether it is God who's telling me, whether it is not the voice of God. Can you imagine? A teenage person in our church is experiencing God's voice, and is in tune with God's voice. That's a powerful thing, my friend. And God is always speaking to us. You know, I always ask myself, right? And you know, why Joseph is able to do all these things? Why is he able to do all these things? You know, why? Because, you know, every time, apart from his listening, every time you see Joseph, you know where he is? He's in the temple of God. In other words, he's always in the presence of God, my friend. What's happening, right? You hear another place, you see him in Luke chapter 2. He says, so his parents, or Joseph and Mary, took Jesus to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. And Luke chapter 2, verse 41, he says, every year Jesus' parents, you know, went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. Just, that's the only place you will always see him. He's listening, he's in the temple, and he goes there. In those days, if you are living away from the temple, then you expected to go to the temple of Jerusalem once a year. So he was living further from the Jerusalem, so he made a trip once a year. Can you imagine? Apart from that, you don't see anything. It's always regular to be in the presence of God, my friend. You know, I think that's a secret. That's a secret he was able to know God's voice, because he was just longing to be in the presence of God, and God, he was able to hear the voice of God. When I have a relationship with Jesus Christ, when I have a good relationship and know, I can hear him. As James says, no, draw near to God. And what happens? He draws near to us. So when you draw near to him, he draws near. And so what happens? You begin to understand, listen, and know what God is trying to say. Joseph is always found there, right? In Jerusalem, going every year to the Passover, bringing Jesus. You know, when I was reading, and I shouldn't stop here, I'm going to finish with this passage. What's happening when Joseph and Mary brings Jesus, right, to the temple? In Luke chapter 2, it says, at that time there was a man in Jerusalem named Simon, right? Or Simeon. He was righteous and devout and was eagerly waiting for the Messiah. Can you imagine? He was eagerly waiting for the Messiah. He wanted to see the Messiah. He goes to the presence of God. He wants to see the Messiah and to rescue Israel. The Holy Spirit was upon him and had revealed to him that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's Messiah. That day the Spirit led him to the temple. So when Mary and Joseph came to present baby Jesus to the Lord as the law required, Simeon was there. He took the child in his arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign God, now let your servant die in peace, as you have promised. Now, why do I say this? You know, there were so many people in the temple. Let me tell you, I've been to Jerusalem temple. It attracts a lot of crowd. There were so many people in the temple, but only this man was able to recognize Jesus. Can you imagine? At least in this particular passage. There were so many people, they were just busy coming, giving their sacrifices, giving the offerings, doing whatever things to be done, and they were just living. But this man was one of the only one who was able to see this baby. I believe there were so many babies who were coming. Mothers would have actually brought their babies to be, you know, to be blessed and to say, Lord, you know, we are thankful for what you have done. But this man is able to recognize this is Jesus, the Messiah. You know why? He was always eagerly waiting for the Messiah. He was always eagerly wanting to experience the Lord Jesus Christ, my friend. And that's why he was able to see there were many in the temple, there were multitudes of people in the temple, but they were unable to see Jesus. I believe one of the reasons is they were not eagerly waiting. If they would have eagerly waited and said, Lord, I'm coming because I want to see you, I want to experience you, I want to hear your voice, they would see Jesus, my friend. It was only this man, because passage is very clear, he eagerly waited. So when I'm reading God's word, am I eagerly waiting to say, Lord, speak, for your servant is listening? When I'm going through a difficult moment, am I just saying, Lord, in that particular situation, speak, Lord, because I want to listen, reveal yourself to me? Others missed. But Simeon did not miss because he was eagerly waiting. Even today, my friend, I think God is always speaking. Am I listening? Are you eagerly waiting just to say, Lord, speak, Lord? I'm just listening. Let's pray. I just want you to take a moment to listen, or even imagine. If God wants to do something in this world, God would have chosen Joseph again. You know why? He had a listening heart. It doesn't make sense. I don't understand. But I just want to obey because I know this is the voice of God. If God wants to do something today, dear friends, will He choose you and I today? Can He say, yes, I will choose Him because He listens? Because He knows my voice. And He will listen without any questions. If I say go there, He is going. If I say come here at night, He is going to come. Will God choose us, my friend, today? You don't see much about Joseph, but God looks for people who are willing to listen today. Let's not miss His voice. Because if you miss His voice, you have missed an opportunity, my friend. He's speaking to us even right now. Even in our conversation, in our snack time, He's going to speak to us. When you're driving, He's going to speak to us. When you get up, you know, sometimes God speaks to us and says, when you're praying, there are moments God says, you know, pray for this person, encourage this person, but to be respond immediately. Father, we thank you for this day, O God. As Solomon said, Lord, give me a listening heart. Help us, Lord, to have that kind of a spirit, Father. Because when we listen to you, Lord, we fulfill your plan, your purposes. And we become an instrument of blessing, O God, to many, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.